Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave. Good to hear you sounding better.
I am on the mend.
Good.
The overnight trade, Jackie, was all bulled up.
Got that right.
What are they going to make that of the fact that USDA essentially kicked the can down the road?
Well, I think, you know, when I actually felt that some of the grain analysts' guesses were unrealistic from the standpoint that, you know, if you look at the corn pipeline being 675 to about 825 million bushels, it's questionable as to, just how low are we going to take it without becoming an unreliable supplier. And, same thing on the bean side of things. So I guess how hard? I guess the commercials believe that it's going to be hard because they're taking 5 to 15 cent protection this morning. On the other side, I think that if we come in here and we find opening calls anywhere or opening market anywhere near just either slightly down to actually up, then that really says to me that the trade says, who cares what the USDA said right now? We know that stocks are extremely tight, and we're headed into a weather market is where we're going.
And if the trade is going to take this at face value, might you look at the July-December corn spreads unwinding?
Yes, absolutely. If they take it at face value, there's no question about that. I think that we could see some of that. The other unfortunate thing, of course, is that it is a Friday, and so, you know, so much depends upon the position that the locals have had, too, all week long this week. I was shocked to see the overnight as high as it was, to be absolutely honest with you. One thing I think that will support corn is that they did raise the China corn imports from 1 million metric tons to 1.5 million metric tons. That I thought was a very positive situation. And even though the corn number came in higher than the average guess, it still was lower than last month at the world level. And so, you know, I think corn's got some decent support underneath it. The bean side, you know, the 2 million metric ton increase at the world level is basically Brazil. And so, you know, when you look at that, trade is well aware of the fact that we hear a lot of numbers that come out of there until the reality sets in. So I think it just depends upon whether people decide to take profits. The dollar is lower, Dave. Crude oil is higher. You know, your metals are higher. So, you know, we've got some support just on that side of it. So the open is going to be the messy area. I know you're going to ask me what I think, right?
Well, I will, maybe, if we get to it. But I did want to touch it briefly on the meat statistics. They look negative, and that's a surprise that exports were left unchanged for both pork and beef.
That's right. You know, and I think the reason that probably happened, especially on the beef side, is the Japan situation and wondering what's going on there. You know, when you look at Japan being the third largest importer of our beef, that has to be a giant question that's in the background. You know, so I do agree. They don't look too they didn't look really good. And yet, when you look at the markets, it's trading right now. Hogs are actually trading higher, and livestock's only marginally lower. So I do think the trade is very aware of the tightness.
Okay, let's get the calls very quickly then.
No, I was hoping you were going to skip this part today. Anyway, this is a tough market to call.
15 seconds.
Call corn down 5 to 10, corn down 5 to up 5. Beans, I'm going to call 5 to 10 higher. Actually, I'm going to call wheat 5 to 10 higher. And livestock, I'm going to say, has continued to be mixed just due to a lack of cash sales.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.